Speaking of the dance, a place that you and I've spent a lot of time in political lives.
So happy not to be there yesterday.
And I, too, was grateful that I wasn't there, and I hope I never go ever again in my life, was the state fair here in the state of Missouri and the governor's ham breakfast.
The governor's ham breakfast. Is there a more quintessential Missouri event than the governor's ham breakfast?
But from a political perspective, our entire political lives, this is one of the most important political days of the year.
Yeah.
And as Missouri has evolved over the last several years, it hasn't become the political hotbed that it's been in the past. But boy, oh boy, was it quite a show yesterday as Josh Hawley and Lucas Kuntz, the two nominees for their individual parties for the United State Senate, showed up down in Sedalia at the state fair and essentially had a cosplay, from my perspective, about debates where they both went back and forth at each other. They both sound alike.
They
both look alike. They both are, I don't know. These are two very interesting human beings to me.
Yeah.
What'd you think of their spat yesterday, no to know?
Well, it is remarkable because they're both populists. And and there's really, I'm sure they're going to differ on policy some, but perhaps not as much as you would think in a Democrat versus yeah. Republican race.
Uh-huh.
And when they do, and if they do debate, it's going to be very interesting to see what the policy differences are because both of them are populists. And you're right. They look like twins.
They do. They sound like it, too.
Yes. It's quite remarkable. And, of course, nobody knows Lucas Kuntz in much the same way that when he ran for attorney general, nobody knew Josh Hawley. Two guys have come out of nowhere, and now they find themselves, at the centerpiece. Now, I think Hawley's going to win this race going away because of the state. But it is going to be fascinating to see this.
Yeah, it will be interesting, and I hope they talk some politics and substance, but I don't know. This is the weirdest.
Now, you think Kuntz has a chance to win this thing?
Well, I think anything can happen on election day, and here's what I will tell you. He's getting money from the coasts. We saw the power of money in races this last election, this last primary. Mike Kehoe raised a lot of money. Guess what? He won.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Bell had a lot of money. Guess what? He won. So if you have a lot of money and you're able to communicate, I think you can. Josh Hawley also, John, is an incumbent who should be up 10, 15 points in the state of Missouri as being a Republican statewide United States senator. Engaging with his opponent like this makes me think that Josh Hawley internally feels as though he might be vulnerable with an onslaught of outside attention coming in at the last moment. Otherwise, why would you even engage Lucas Kuntz, if you're Josh Hawley?
Well, I think, and I'm not on the Hawley team, so I don't know what the thought process is there. But here's what I would say. As you look at control of the U.S. Senate right now, Democrats have a one-seat majority. They've already lost, for all practical purposes, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Manchin stepping down. It's a Republican state. Republicans are going to... Now you're tied.
Right.
It's 50-50. All of the vulnerable seats are Democrat held, but Pennsylvania is looking better for them, Casey. Colorado is looking better for them. Arizona, Kelly, is looking better for them. Michigan's looking better for them. So you have a situation where Wisconsin's looking better for them. It's all going to come down. Control of the Senate looks like right now it's going to come down to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
John Tester in a tough, tough race. And Tester... Montana is just a tough state. So all the Democrat focus and money nationally is going to be on Montana. Guess what? You can't spend that much
money. I was going to say, there's only so much, but there's not only 100,000 people to talk to.
Right. Exactly. So you can't spend that much money in Montana. If they believe that these other races are in a good position, and they look like it right now, then you might see the map expanded.
Right.
And maybe they come to Missouri, and perhaps that's what Hawley is thinking, that he better take this very seriously.
Right, and he's a unique case, right, because of his role in January 6th and, the narrative that came thereafter. He's a unique case. I mean, one of the things that Lucas Kuntz, it's not like there's that much Democratic money rushing into his from inside the state.
Right.
This is people power money. This is folks sitting out there in Arizona and Idaho and Iowa who are like, I don't like that Josh Hawley. I don't like what he did. I'm sending him $10.
Yep.
Or, geez, Josh Hawley carries Donald Trump's water. I'm sending him $10.
Yeah, there's a lot of national money on both sides. You're right about that. A lot of small dollar donors on both sides. Hawley has the benefit of his numbers, his internal numbers that I've seen, and I don't have, you know, I don't have his polling data, but I've seen public polls. His numbers are good inside the state of Missouri, Hawley. His favorables are well above 50, which is great for an incumbent. His hard reelect number is above 50. So that tells me that he's in a very good position here, and money's not going to be the tail of the tape. They're both going to have what they need.
Okay.
And they're both up right now on the air.
Right. And-